BFM.
Get up with Bree and Jonesy.
Shake it out.
Turn it on my radio. 6:04 for a Wednesday morning. It is Bree and Gaundy here at sea. Thanks for hanging out with us midweek.
Oh yeah, hump day.
We're getting through this thing.
Yeah.
One day at a time. So. Now, look, it's one of the toughest things to talk about in this job is the incidents. Incident is the wrong word even. It's hard to talk about. What we're seeing come out of Manchester today, Em's been reporting it on the news this morning in the last 24 hours.
I couldn't even, just sitting at my laptop last night, I couldn't even look. Mm. Like, I couldn't even look at pictures. I just can't even comprehend how someone could go into a place where there's children, teenagers and families and do something so horrible. Just a senseless, absolutely senseless act. I just don't understand how someone in their right mind could do that. I just don't get it.
It's a direct attack on people, you know, teenagers, young kids, families, innocent people. And it makes me sick. It honestly makes me sick.
It makes me angry too, and I hate that it makes me angry. Mm. Like, I hate that because that's what they want. They want us to get angry. They want us to feel fear, and they want us to be, that is what they want in our heads for the next however long. Yeah. And they want that to inset that fear in people. And you see it. Like, tonight there's a Liverpool game in Sydney. Sydney FC versus Liverpool, and they're talking about, enforcing the rule now where you can only bring in plastic bags and not actual bags.
They're talking about that.
They're talking about that tonight. They're talking about metal detectors. They're talking about...
I think that needs to happen.
Yeah, and they're talking about bringing in a lot more security for events like that. Mm-hmm. But the last thing that I would ever want is it for, that much fear to come into people where they don't want to go to things like that anymore. Because that's exactly what these people want.
Exactly. I refuse to name the guy that's been named.
He doesn't deserve to be named.
I don't agree with that. I don't know why we name these people. They should be nameless and just never heard of. These people should never be heard of.
No.
Because that's the other thing they want as well, is their name in lights. And they can get stuffed.
You know what the real, message to take out of all of this is? How much Manchester has banded together as a country. Not only Manchester, but other countries around the world, like people on social media, on Facebook, my friends, everyone putting up their love for Manchester. And I guess that's the focus that we really need to focus on right now.
We've got a young guy, because this is an attack on young people. We've got a young guy by the name of Harry. He's going to join us. He's from Manchester. He's been at the vigil today, and he joined us on the show before 6:30 this morning. So we'll get his
take on the feeling in Manchester and how everyone there is banding together to, overcome something so horrible.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
Aging's one of those things that no one escapes. And as a as you age, one of the biggest fears is going bald.
Yeah, that is a reality for a lot of men, isn't it?
Some, it happens early. It happens when you're young, and others seem to hold on to their hair a little bit longer. I'm lucky in my family. My dad's got a good head of hair.
He does. Big Kev.
Yeah, my uncle, on the other hand, he went bald at 27, poor Uncle Rod.
Did he?
Yeah.
But Ken, this is the thing, though. Can he rock a bald head? Because a bald man.
As long as I've known him, he's had a bald head, so yes. Okay. You know when you've seen someone with hair, and then you see him with a bald head, and you go, whoa.
Whoa.
No, that'd be me. Remember that guy
we used to work with? Tom Murray?
Yeah.
And he's late 20s.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I saw on his Facebook he was bald. And
doesn't
I was like, what? It doesn't.
No, it really doesn't.
He's too young.
But I will say this. There's been studies done and it turns out bald men are actually more intelligent. They're perceived as more intelligent, dominant, and overall sexier than men with a full head of hair, says Dr. Frank. From the Barry University of Florida.
He sounds super fancy.
They've done tests on bald people.
Yeah, I think bald men are sexy.
Look at Jason Statham. He's going all right
Vin
for himself.
Diesel.
Vin Diesel's going all right.
The Rock.
Bald men are in.
I agree. John Howard.
Not the best example. You've really gone from The Rock to John Howard there.
All right, well, each to their own.
You don't mind
by my comment.
You don't mind a bit of the Howard.
I like his brows.
There's something we like to do on this show to get to know the people that listen to the show, isn't there? You know, from time to time.
Yeah.
It's this. Well, for you,
we really want to know.
Ooh, 13, 12, 16 this morning. I'm going to put it to the people.
We're going to guess if they're bald.
We're going to guess if you're bald or not, just by chatting to you, just to see if we can get it. Get if you're intelligent or not. So, and you don't have to be bald to call. You can stump us.
Yeah, you can have hair.
We can be stumped.
You can have luscious locks.
This game is open to everyone right now. 13, 12, 16. What about a lady? Do you reckon we've got any bald lady listeners this morning?
You never know. You never know. One of my mates just shaved her head for, what is it? Shave for a cure.
Oh, that's a very worthy cause.
Yeah, super worthy cause.
13, 12, 16, bald or not, in Who Are You? It's Bree and Gaundy here at C. Your call's next.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
Who are you? We really want to know.
Here's how we get to know the people that listen to this show. They call, we have a chat to them, and we guess something about them. Today we're doing bald people. There's been a study done at the Barry University in Florida by Dr. Frank that says bald people are perceived as more intelligent, dominant, and more overall sexy than men who have a full head of hair.
Okay.
That is proven by science.
Hey, I love me some bald men.
You like a bald guy?
Yeah, I like bald men. I think, and you know what? All the more power to people if you can pull it off.
If a bald guy can pull off, if a guy can pull off a bald head, he's doing all right for himself.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't have to worry about aging then because you've got it covered.
Exactly. Like, and if you do it earlier, it's just a worry you don't have to think about.
We had one line drop out, so 13, 12, 16. You don't have to be bald to play this game. We just have a chat to you and guess whether you are or not. That's the thing. Let's go to Luke in East Gosford. Morning, Luke.
Morning.
Morning, Luke.
Okay.
So you've heard the statistics that say that you're more intelligent, better looking and all that stuff. Do you agree, Luke?
Well, I don't agree I'm good looking, but my partner does.
And that's all that matters, mate.
That's right.
That's all that matters. And intelligence?
Yeah, I get more intelligent but as the day goes along.
As the day.
I think about people like David Letterman. He's a bit of aura.
Really?
Yeah.
Not since he gave up that show. He's really gone crazy. But
hey, Gordy, I just want to let you know, I'm in your side of town at the moment.
Oh, are you? The peninsula, mate?
Yeah.
Hey, how good is it?
Yeah, your side of town. I grew up down here.
Unbelievable spot, mate. You are like smart. You must be good looking.
The roads have gotten a lot better, I'll tell you.
Yeah, they're doing some work there, which is good to see. How old are you, Luke, can I ask?
I am 24.
24?
With 3 kids.
With 3 kids? What are you saying, Bree? Bald or not bald?
He's not bald. No way.
You're not bald?
Not bald.
Well, oh. I think the 3 kids are maybe bald.
So you are bald?
Oh, he's trying to stump us. Nah, you're not bald, Luke.
Bree's going full head of hair. I'm going to say you are bald, just to point of difference.
What about grey hair, Bree?
I love grey hair too.
At the age of 24.
Nah, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm
going
grey.
You know, that sucks for us as ladies because when we get grey hair, hello, grandma, when guys get it, sexy.
It's George Clooney.
It is.
Oh, I'm going to have to say Bree's correct today.
Yes,
I got some hair, Luke.
I knew it.
My grandfather, though, he was 22 and he went bald. He had the patch around the outside.
Oh, no. So he didn't shave the whole thing.
No, up until a few years ago, he was from 23 to a few years ago, he was bald all his life.
Wow, so it's coming for you, mate. It is coming for you.
No, my dad is 63 and he's got a full head of hair.
Okay, all right.
Well, there you go.
Oh, well.
Hopefully I could keep it.
Okay, well, good news for Luke. Let's go to Dan. Thanks for the call this morning, mate. Let's go to Dan in Hamlin Terrace. Morning, Dan.
Good morning, how are you?
We're good.
Okay.
You sound distinguished. You sound like a charismatic sort of guy.
Yes.
I am, and, yeah.
Do you brush your hair, Dan?
Well, that would be giving the answer away, wouldn't it, Bree?
Ooh, I see what she's trying to do there.
Good from you, Dan.
Does your hair blow in the wind, Dan?
Well, it depends, doesn't it?
God, it's hard to pick.
Do you wear beanies in the wintertime, Dan?
Now, I wear a beanie when I go snow skiing.
Okay.
Dan, 6'6"s.
6'6"s?
Yep.
36.
Oh, we answered that quick. I'm going to say bald.
I'm going to say financial controller.
What do you say, Bree?
I'm going to say, let me think.
Bald or not bald?
He's bald. I'm going to say he's bald.
Dan?
What about you, Colin? What do you think?
I'm going bald. Actually, I'll go not.
We're both going bald.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Well, Bree, you know, to make myself more attractive to you, I'm going to shave my head, but leave my grey around the side. How's that sound?
We'll take it.
Yes. Yes, we'll take it. I don't know if that was what I was going for.
But she will go
but
for
it. But I like the commitment, Dan.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
It's that time. And I still don't know what person I am in which movie, but it's this.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Bree and Gaunzi's Amateur Acting.
Lines are blocked.
This is where you and I, we get down to business, we act out a scene from a movie. First person to call through on 13, 12, 16 with the correct movie wins.
We pre-apologise for our acting as always.
Always.
T's and C's. Acting not good.
Really not good. All right, Producer H, you are the director.
How old am I in this scene?
I'm a dad. You're a dad, okay. Yeah. Dad and daughter scene.
Okay.
That's all I'll give you.
Can do. All right, that's all I need.
Think Big Steve.
Big Steve.
My dad.
Scary.
Channel him.
Got it.
Okay.
And action!
Oh, I just don't know what we're going to do with you, young lady.
Daddy, I'm sorry. I just forgot.
As a result of your careless behavior, the entire celebration was ruined. Completely destroyed.
But it wasn't my fault. Like, the shark and then the seagull.
Seagull? You went up to the surface again, didn't you? Didn't you?
Dad, nothing happened.
How many times must we go through this? You could have been seen by one of those barbarians, by one of those humans.
Daddy, they're not barbarians.
Do you think I want to see my youngest daughter taken by one of those fish-eater hooks?
I'm 16 years old, Dad. I'm not a child anymore.
Don't you take that tone of voice with me, young lady. And
scene. It was weird calling you Daddy.
Daddy Gaunt. Come sit on the lap of Daddy.
Oh,
Gaunt.
Creepy.
Worked out halfway through that scene. I don't think I'm human.
No.
And seen.
And seen.
Here we go. Let's go to Louise this morning on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Louise.
Morning, Louise.
Hi, morning.
Do you know the movie?
You name the movie.
Absolutely. It's The Little Mermaid.
Is that correct, Brianna Thomasell?
Gaunti doesn't even know. It is The Little Mermaid.
Oh, is it now? There you go.
Nice work, Louise.
The Little Mermaid.
Thank you.
My Little Mermaid.
Was I Sebastian in that scene?
No, you were the crab. You were the king.
Oh, the king.
Can't remember his name.
Is that the original movie?
That's
I haven't seen
the original movie.
Forever.
One of your favourites, Louise?
Brie, you were fantastic. Yes.
Thank you, Louise. I appreciate that.
Hang on a sec. Did you say Brie, you were fantastic? Is that what you said?
Well, with the American accent, the King Titan just didn't...
It takes two to act.
Oh, right. What have we learned here? Maybe a bit more prep, Gaunti, into
your
character.
You're going to bounce off my lines.
You just need to watch more cartoons.
Yes. Well, I agree, Louise. I thought it was a dismal effort from Gaunti.
I'm all over The Family Guy and The Simpsons. I'll stick to those cartoons. You can keep your Little Mermaid, but...
It's a great film.
Amateur acting... Well done, Louise. Well played.
Nice work.
Tickets to our Baywatch preview screening, of course. Join Cinebuzz for free movies. Only at Event Cinemas in Tuggerah if you join it there. It's a week today, so next Wednesday night.
Sure is.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Hate to steal a little line from Hamish and Andy, but this is the People's Dart Team.
It is.
Of the Central Coast, we want to represent the coast with this dart team. We want to take it to the top.
I got told by my chiro, can't play soccer this season. I came to you, I said... Let's start a dart team. We watch it in here every morning. The crowds that they get. You used to play darts with your nan. It makes sense. You've got experience behind you.
I love how that's how a dart career can start. How'd you start? I used to play darts with my nan. And now look at me. I'm playing in front of the big stage. In front of the big crowds. Now, look, we took suggestions. We've been rolling with this on 13, 12, 16. We want to know where we can take this beast on the coast. Cam had a great suggestion of where we could play on the coast.
Greens at the entrance on a Monday night.
And how many people you see playing darts?
Let's say 12 to 20.
Okay.
I don't know, Claire.
And what's the attire that they wear, Cam?
The entrance.
So, you know.
Which is pluggers and... Footy shorts.
Yeah, and we need some professional shirts.
We need some... F- Larry
some
shirts.
Flashy kind of shirts to get made.
That's what all the guys on the TV are wearing. Phil Taylor, Phil the Power Taylor.
So can I ask, can I just check, because I know we're going to get some shirts made for this. Are we going to go pluggers and footy shorts?
Yep.
Or are we going to go trackies?
Ooh.
It depends how cold it is,
I guess. What season.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to think about the season.
Okay.
You know, we don't want to be cold. We need to be warm when we're playing darts.
Okay, so we need matching footy shorts and we need matching trackies just
and
in
pluggers.
Case. And some plugger. Well,
I mean,
anyway,
pluggers if got black track, pluggers, tracksuit pants or should.
You can
shorts.
Wear pluggers with anything.
Either. Yeah.
Ugg boots with the...
Ugg boots.
It's not bad.
Now you're thinking.
See, Cam gave us about 12 people to play in front of, but Billy really came to the table with a good amount of people, I thought.
7:30 every Wednesday night at the Edelong Bowling Club at Edelong there.
I love
it. Just a social gathering, but it seems to get a bit packed down there.
So we're in, Billy.
Might be a good place to start.
And when you say packed, how many people are down there taking part 7:30 on a Wednesday night?
Oh, I'd say anywhere between... 20 to 30.
Not bad.
Not a bad crowd. Yeah,
there's about, I'd say, 5 or 6 dartboards up there.
20 to 30.
Sounds like
that's
a
decent.
Good amount of darters.
That is decent.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, the Sonia darters.
Yeah, darters. Good amount
of darters.
That's
another thing we need. We need a song.
Yes.
So we're going to pick a song.
We need
We're going to get shirts made. We need names.
Phil Taylor, who's the biggest guy in darts for the last 20 years, his nickname is Phil the Power Taylor.
I get it, because you're kind of feeling the power. Mm. Feel the power, Taylor.
Exactly.
I like it. What do you
like? He was going to go with McGroin, but he's thought no.
Phil McGroin Taylor.
Phil McGroin Taylor, he thought no.
And after he wins, everyone just grabs him on the groin. Well done,
yeah,
Phil.
Yeah, pats him on the groin.
Well done, Phil. Keep it up.
So we need to come up with some dart names.
Okay, what do you want to go with?
Ooh.
What are you feeling?
My first instinct. You need to go with your instinct on this.
Of course.
I think... Was Bree having a dart, Thomasel.
I like it. Bree having a dart, Thomasel. Okay.
It's got a double meaning.
Yes.
I don't smoke, but that's all right.
13, 12, 16, if you want to suggest any. I mean, we're taking them for the people's dart team here.
What are you thinking?
I'm going between Daniel, I just darted Gaunt in replace of Farden, or Daniel... Dart Simpson Gorn for my favourite Simpsons character.
Play on words, I like that.
Daniel Dart Simpson. I'll let you decide which one should I lock in.
Ooh.
Daniel
no,
Dart Simpson.
No, don't let me decide. This is something that comes from within. You need to go with what you think. Go with
I'm
what
gonna
you
go
dart
I'm
going to
go with
inside.
My man Dart Simpson.
Dart Simpson
it is. All right.
Your catchphrase can
be
cowabunga. Yeah. Icarumba. What is it?
Eat my shorts.
Oh.
So after I win the game, everyone has to eat my shorts after I win.
You should eat Phil McGroin Taylor's shorts.
Me and Phil will get together. It'll be a great time.
We need to get him on the show.
Please.
He can be our mentor.
100%. Well, Billy's offered to be our coach as well.
I like
he plays
that.
Every now and then.
Yeah, he can be our coach, but we need Phil the Power Taylor on. Producer H, can we make that happen?
100%. And there's an event in Melbourne we're going to take the Central Coast team to. Hopefully, we're working on that, and that's in front of the big crowd. So we are taking Central Coast to the world map of darts.
Literally, this idea came about a couple of days ago, and now we're taking it international.
If we can travel for this, I'm more than happy. I mean, if we need to go overseas and play somewhere overseas...
I'm in.
I mean, we'll probably have to pay for the flights ourselves, but at least we get to go, you know what I'm saying?
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Sad news out of Manchester. There is no escaping that.
Yeah, the Ariana Grande concert that happened last night in Manchester. The suicide bomber who killed 22 people and injured another 59 in the Manchester arena.
I don't want to name and I don't want to focus on.
And it's not even about that person.
No.
It's about the people who have banded together and the people who have come out to help in a time that's so devastating.
Which is what we're seeing come out of Manchester today. And it is an attack on young people, young, innocent people. And Harry, 19 years old, joins us on the show this morning, who knew people at the show, and he's in Manchester right now. What's the feeling like coming out of Manchester?
Pretty positive, actually. I mean, yesterday after what happened, it was so terrible last night. But I think today, all of Manchester's just sort of come together. And, you know, at the vigil, it was great to see people, you know, starting to move on almost and kind of saying Manchester won't stand for this and we'll unite together to kind of overcome it, you know what I mean? So,
Harry, what was that like for you, obviously knowing people at the show? Were you texting, were you calling people, you know, pretty much trying to find out if your friends and family were alive? Is that, you know, what was that feeling like?
I mean, I was obviously texting and Snapchatting, you know, a lot of people to check they were safe, and obviously a lot of them didn't have their phones, like, with full charge. They'd just been at a gig, so the phone charge had run out, so I didn't hear from some of them till sort of 1-2 o'clock in the morning, which is, you know, 3-4 hours after we first heard about it. So it was kind of scary to think, you know, I don't know, I'm kind of lost for words by it all. The fact that it was gut-wrenching almost, you know, to hear your friends just involved in this attack that you don't think will ever happen to a city like this. And, you know, you hear of stories of it happening around the world, and you just don't think it'll happen to, you know, people you know and people that you're close to. So it was quite emotional, but thankfully all of my friends were okay in the end. So
that is great news to hear.
But I know people that are mentally kind of, they don't know what to make of it all, you know, that they kind of, some of them have said they're never going to go to a concert again because they don't know how they can get over it. And obviously with time that'll probably improve. But I think the main thing is a lot of people have been mentally affected by this as well, mm-hmm. as, you know, physically the victims that have obviously been injured or passed away. But people have been mentally affected by this as well. And it's up to the people in Manchester now to kind of rally round and you know, kind of say that we won't stand for it. And Manchester's, you know, bigger than terrorism will ever be or anything like that. So,
do you feel like that, though, Harry? There's nothing in you that will make you second guess going on? And
Is fear going to stop you, Harry, from doing things in Manchester? Or are you going to overcome it and think, I'm not going to let this win?
No, if I had any fear, I wouldn't have gone to the memorial today. Mm-hmm. I definitely wouldn't have done.
And we hear that nearly 4,000 people, Harry, have turned out. So I guess a lot of people have the same feeling as you, and they don't want to be overcome by terrorism and people who do senseless acts like this, and they want to win.
Yeah, and I think that's nothing new in Manchester. It's the spirit of Manchester that we unite whenever there's any kind of event that happens that, you know, Manchester pulls together. And and that's nothing new, and it won't change, that Manchester will always be a city that carries on, you know, no matter what, under any circumstances. It will always carry on in the same way it always has. And that's what we're all about, just kind of moving on from it, remembering, but ultimately not worrying and fearing what's happened, and just being able to carry on with time and not change about the daily activities, you know, carrying on as normal.
I think it's about turning out and showing them that even after something that happened last night, you guys aren't going to encroach that fear on us, and you're not going to win. We're going to band together, and you're not going to let that affect people, and people are going to show. Well, they're turning out to show them that they didn't win.
Well, that's Manchester summed up in a nutshell. We always pull together and unite in times of adversity and this is no different. You know, this isn't Manchester suddenly coming together. We've always been like this as a community, and we always will be like this.
Well, love beats hate, mate, that's for sure. And, Harry, we really appreciate you giving the time to talk to us today, and stay safe, mate.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Our love and thought are with everyone in Manchester this morning.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
These Abbo lattes. You know the King Cumber Hotel got in touch with us personally?
About
on our
what?
Facebook page, and said, Bree and Gaunzi, you need to use your radio powers to put a stop to these Avo lattes. What is the world coming to?
It's weird.
It's weird. If you haven't seen it, it's basically just an avocado. When you take out the nut, it's a nut in an avocado,
isn't it?
Yeah, you take out the
seed.
Nut. The seed, that's it. Big seed. You take that out.
Massive seed.
You take that out, you dig out a bit of the avocado, and then you pour the latte inside.
Is it just a cafe's way to make more money? Because avocado's already expensive.
Wouldn't that be an expensive coffee?
You know, you get Avo on toast, you get the smashed Av, and it already costs you how much? And then they say, oh, get it in a coffee style too.
Well, an extra side of avocado at some places is $6.
I know. I bring my own.
BYO Avo.
Yeah, just pull it out of my handbag.
I don't mind that.
It's actually a good idea.
I used to take barbecue sauce with me to cafes wherever I went because I didn't have the barbecue sauce that I like.
Yeah, well, that's an absolute rort, isn't it, when they charge for sauce?
I know. And don't give me that HP stuff. It's not the same. But anyway, that's a different topic for another day. Today we're talking about the Avo Lattes. The King Cumber Hotel wants us to put a stop to it. They don't want it coming to the Central Coast. It's a Melbourne thing at this stage. And they got the idea off a cafe in Austria.
Okay.
But some people are wondering if it's just a joke. If they're just the hipster cafe what, just did the dessert.
The
yeah.
Maybe. Well, look how much attention it's got.
I put the call out to Sunnybean Coffee Shop in Gosford to see if they've had any requests to make it or if they'd be up for it. Friends of the show. Aiden joins us. Morning, mate.
Morning.
Morning, mate. How you going?
We're good. We're good. Is the coffee shop open yet?
It is. Yes, all right. It is.
Sunnybean, Gosford Centre there. What's the street name if we want to find it?
81 Mann Street, Gosford.
81 Mann Street.
Sunnybean, are the Avo Lattes flying out the door, Aiden?
Definitely not.
No.
Not at all. haven't had one request.
Not one request.
I don't think that we're going to be making them.
But if someone came in.
We'll make some for you guys if you want to try them.
Okay, so we're accommodating.
I'm pretty keen to try just to put it to the test. I mean, what if it's delicious, mate? What if we're missing out? What if we don't know?
I don't know. I don't reckon it is. We'll give it a crack just to see what it tastes like, but I really don't think it's going to be any good.
I'm going to say it's a hard no on the Avo Latte.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to say 90% no.
Yeah, but, you know, your coffee's that good. It could be good.
That's true.
You never know.
It could. We'll give it a...
All right.
Give it a go.
I've got the next big idea.
Drink one.
Oh, I've got the next big idea, Aiden. I think this could go global. Yeah. You could start it.
Wait, what is it?
I say a coffee.
Yes.
Shoey. A coffee shoey.
coffee shoey.
Do you like it?
I don't mind that. Daniel Ricciardo ambassador.
He would like
yes.
it.
Yeah.
Australian people, they'd gather around. They'd get amongst it, I think.
I don't mind that.
A coffee shoey.
Yeah, I reckon I'll give that a go. I'll drink it. I'll bring my boot in and I'll drink it out of my boot.
Oh, I think I'd
yes,
rather.
Yes, see, now that is a video I would like to watch.
I think I'd rather my own shoe, Aiden. I mean, no offence, mate. But
I'm going to come down there. No, Aiden said.
I'll drink it.
He'll drink it.
He'll drink it.
Of
course.
Gaundy and I are going to come down there after the show.
Yeah,
we're going to film you making a coffee in your shoe and then we're going to film you drinking it, Aiden. The coffee shoey.
Done. It's a deal.
All right. I love it.
Add it to the menu,
the
mate.
Best.
Add it to the menu.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
A coffee, shoey, and if we could get a couple of Avo Lattes just to put it to the test.
Just for,
yeah, for sure.
All right. I just want a coffee.
We'll do it.
I can't believe we've just come up with the next big thing.
Yep.
The coffee shoey.
Lock it in,
you
Ricardo.
Heard it here first.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
How you feeling, Bree?
Not great. You think it's funny. It's not funny.
Psychic Philippa Lee's here.
Psychic media.
Wow.
Something we've been covering over the last couple of weeks.
Longer. This stems all the way back to last year.
Is the ghost of Jenny Dixon.
Yeah. And now, Philippa Lee, you've been doing research into this and you wanted to... Now, it's not just the ghost of Jenny Dixon, is it? We discussed that last time
on
the show.
There's several that we've discovered and we've been doing investigations this past few days as well, so I've actually figured out who the ghost is of the hitchhiker to be revealed tonight.
Which is obviously the legend of Jenny Dixon.
Yes.
That's where that kind of came about.
I found another story that 95% matches and I'll be presenting the evidence tonight and we'll go and investigate a couple of spots.
Talk to me, Bree. How are you feeling?
In the dark, at a place where I already avoid when I'm in the car, but yet we're going to be walking around there.
Yeah.
And Philippa Lee, psychic medium, is going to be there trying to talk to these people. Can't wait. Can't wait.
It's going to be a crew. We're going to have people and stuff, so you'll be all right.
Safety in numbers, Bree.
I know, but...
Yeah, and I'll make sure you're safe.
You know what I'm like, Philippa, though.
I've experienced with this, personally, so... Yeah.
As long as you keep us safe.
Yeah, I felt you shaking this morning when I wasn't even here yet. I thought Bree's so nervous.
What's the freakiest thing we could uncover tonight?
Oh, gosh, the hitchhiker in the middle of the road, I think, would be the
Philippa,
crown of glory.
Don't say stuff like that.
That's what we want. We want to prove the afterlife is what we're going for, I guess, in a way.
Prove
Everyone
the afterlife,
Everyone
wants
to know Bree. About the afterlife. You want to be part of that?
I don't know if I want to prove that.
We're making history,
My
Bree.
Palms are sweaty.
Mine too, to be honest.
Oh, great.
I'm confident too. we're all a bit nervous. I mean, this is pretty epic stuff.
Like, I've never done something like this before. And can I just say, like, those Paranormal Activity movies or, like, ghost movies, I can't watch them because I'm someone who believes in stuff like that. So, great.
All right, well, yeah.
And you're filming it, right?
I'm trying to act tough, but I'll be.
Yeah, you looked up.
I'll be giving it the SHYTs tonight. Don't worry about that.
Well, we always love a scared one on the trip because it's quite funny to watch.
Glad I complied, Philippa. Awesome.
We also like to leave one behind on the trip as well.
That'll be you, Gordon.
You will have to stay in the bush all night.
I'm going to handcuff myself to Philippa.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Because if the ghost is going to go to anyone, it's Philippa.
Yeah, it'll be me.
Great.
I'll be not handcuffed to anyone because I'll be running away from there.
Oh, nice. But wait, you're filming the whole thing, right?
Filming it.
Yeah, we are. We're doing a little bit of Instagram. It's just shorter videos and the evidence reveal, things like that. YouTube as well, a bit of live, but basically a post edit we'll be putting out for the full reveal.
If anyone wants to follow the investigation, the spiritual tourist.
Yeah, the spiritual tourist. So that's the Instagram, the YouTube and the .com.au links into all of that.
We're going to finally get to the bottom of this Central Coast legend.
Yes.
This myth.
The myth of Jenny Dixon.
That everyone has talked about for so long.
We will present the evidence and let you all decide.
Can't wait.
I've had a few experiences already.
Oh, awesome.
I bet you have. With that or not with that. Thanks for coming in. We'll reveal
so
all
for
tomorrow.
Along.
We'll see you tonight.
Oh.
Yes.
Going to be great.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We've been covering the news coming out of Manchester over the last 24 hours and especially this morning on the show.
The devastating news coming out of Manchester. The suicide bomber who killed 22 people and injured 59 more at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester. Oh, all I can think this morning is at first I was angry yesterday. I was really angry. And then I thought, you know what? That's what they want. Mm. There's a lot of people. There's a couple of people in this world. There's terrible people. But for every one of those terrible people, there's thousands of people who are willing to drop everything and band together in unity. And that's what we're seeing coming out of Manchester.
Definitely. And look, this was an obvious attack on young people at an Ariana Grande concert last night. We wanted to chat to some young people who are on the scene in Manchester. And Liam joins us this morning. What's the feeling like coming out of Manchester today, mate?
It's really heartwarming. I think the general consensus is one of compassion and one of unity rather than segregation now.
How many people, Liam, were at the vigil today?
It was hard to judge because we were at the front, but I'd say about 3,000 or 4,000 people were.
Wow.
There's a massive warmth, and you can see it on social media as well, with people offering the emergency services free drinks and free food at local cafes and local restaurants around the area. People last night offering their rooms like to people who were in desperate need of accommodation, and local hotels as well, taking in young children who were lost without their parents in the area.
Yeah, we've heard some amazing stories over here about, you know, people reaching out and helping others. Is it something that's pretty surreal, like living in England? Did you ever even think about you'd be so close to something so horrible?
I didn't think I would be, no. I mean, when it happens this close to home, I mean, even when it happens when it happened in Westminster, I think that was last month, it didn't really hit me then because that's 2 hours away from my house, but I knew people in Manchester. I had close friends who I knew could possibly be out on that night. So it did hit home then.
And how old are you, Liam?
I'm 19.
19, okay. And so how does it make you feel to learn today that the suicide bomber, who I refuse to name, is 22 years old? So this guy's 3 years older than you. I mean, how does that make you feel that someone your age could take out an attack on innocent young people like this?
I'm not sure because I've not really read at the moment into what his motives were in any way, so I don't really want to comment too much on him. I don't really want to speak about him because I don't think the message of this should be about hate or division. I feel like it should be about the unity. And I honestly don't know enough about... I've not read at all. It's not really been mentioned in this country as of yet because there's quite a lot of people such as to name Katie Hopkins and Tommy Robinson and Nigel Farage who are wishing to spread division and make out that it's been an Islamic attack.
Right.
But I honestly don't know. There's not really been too much conversation in this country about it other than from extreme sources.
Okay, well, that is a good approach to take.
The approach, yeah, we should be taking in circumstances like this, I guess.
Reports in Australia are saying that he was born and raised in Manchester, so it was someone there. But, mate, just...
That's even more heartbreaking than that someone from the city of Manchester could actually be willing to take out an attack on people within his own...
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It is a disgusting act. But you're right, let's talk more about the positives to come out of this and how you guys are taking this on today. So what happens from here for you guys? You've been to the vigil today. What's next for you guys throughout the next 24 hours?
Well, we've just walked away now from the centre of the vigil, which is still going on now. But I think now it spreads more to social media and it spreads not beyond the first immediate reaction of helping people find home for the night, actually helping families to understand what the reason for the attack was and helping friends to move on.
I guess, like you said, Liam, it's not about, you know, segregation now. It's about banding together and dealing with this together as not only England as a country, but us here in Australia. We're already on board, and I see people on my social media jumping on board Manchester, and we're sending all of our love over there.
Yeah, exactly. That's a real positive thing about globalisation. It allows everyone throughout the world to feel this interconnectivity, which we didn't really have before.
Liam, I've got to say, for a 19-year-old, you've really got a level head on your shoulders. I mean... to hear you talk like this is, it's great to hear from someone your age, and we appreciate you joining us here on the show this morning.
That's fine, thank you.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
CFM.